time to check in with the original travel influencer. And as you know, in my spare time, I get on the internet and I search every site there is in the world, especially the travel sites. And the best one is johnnyjet.com. Good morning, John. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for the kind words.
Anytime. Big announcement today from United Airlines involving Chicago and flights, more flights to Europe, huh?
Yes, actually, they have more flights to Europe than any other U.S. airline. You know, they're flying to Malaga, Spain, nonstop. They're flying, that's not from Chicago, though. I think that's from Newark.
Right.
They're also flying San Francisco to Rome. They have all different routes. They're really betting big on this summer. They, hopefully that's going to relieve some of the pressure that was going. But, I mean, the airports, I just can't imagine the airports being fully staffed by then. So,
We'll see. United adding two new flights from Chicago to Europe as part of their expansion. Chicago to Shannon, Ireland, and Barcelona, Spain, beginning May 25.
Okay, great. Listen, my advice to you is if you're going to go on those, which I think you should, just try not to check bags because I don't know if the airports are going to be fully staffed.
Yeah, but I guess in addition to people feeling a little better about COVID numbers being down, the dollar is strong outside the country now, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It's very strong. I just ran the numbers yesterday. I think the euro is at 96 cents as of yesterday. I didn't check today. The pound is $1.10. I mean, this used to be almost $1.40. So this is the time to go. Canada is 72 cents. You know, just going to Canada, you spend $100 on a hotel, it's really only costing you $72.
Yeah, that's a nice change. Wall Street Journal story today, headline, fewer flyers to earn airline loyalty perks. So, John, this is about the new rules post-pandemic. Is that it?
You know, I haven't read the article yet, but the problem is there are less business travelers flying.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not, and I'm one of them. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to maintain my status for next year. I'm on American Airlines. I'm their top tier. But, you know, most of my business travel has not come back. So I am struggling to figure out ways. Fortunately, with American, if you can spend on a credit card, they'll give it to you. But I can't spend $200,000 like some people. But, so there's going to be less travelers who have elite status, which actually might be a good thing for the ones who are really road warriors because they're going to get more upgrades and things like that.
Yeah, they're raising the bar for earning rewards. And in this article today, they say that as work and international travel dried up a couple of years ago, the airlines did make it easier for people to maintain and earn status in a bid to retain their business. So things are changing, and I guess they'll continue to do so, correct?
They are. I mean, last year, the airlines all made it much easier for people like me who were not flying during COVID to retain it. For example, American, all you had to do was spend $2,000 between September and December and fly somewhere. And I just bought two business class tickets to New York from L.A., and I made it. But, to have that elite status, you know, I get free upgrades when I fly almost every time, and that saves a ton of money. Plus, you know, you get all these special perks, which it's addicting. So that's why it's a game, but it is changing. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, the problem right now for the airlines is there are too many people like you with status, aren't there?
Yeah, that is definitely one of them. Also, too many people who have their credit card, like Delta, to get into the lounges.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of these Delta lounges, the photos online. I mean, these lines are out the door. So is it really worth it to get it? You have to ask yourself that. And because before it was definitely worth it. You always wanted to be in the lounge. But if it's going to be overcrowded and you have to wait 30 minutes to get in, I'd say not.
Johnny Jet with us talking travel. And do we believe Google about the best time to book cheap flights, John?
Yeah, you know what? Google unfortunately pretty much knows everything. I mean, they know things about stuff I'm talking about. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
no
to my
kidding.
Wife privately, next thing I know, I see an ad in my
right.
my browser. I'm like, what's going on? So yeah, I would listen to them when they speak. And so what they did, they came out with a report saying that, you know, the cheapest day to fly is obviously midweek. Everyone knows that, you know, it's 12% cheaper to fly midweek than it is on weekends. Also take a nonstop flight instead of a layover. Everyone knows that. But there are some things that people did not know, which was like, which is how many days out should you book? Also, you know, they also debunked the theory or the myth that Tuesdays were the cheapest days to buy tickets. That's not true.
There's
no cheapest day to buy a ticket.
Yeah, I know you've said that before. And, of course, booking at the last minute, that's quite a gamble. But this Google post said the prices were lowest, what, 21 to 60 days out? Is that what they said?
Correct. Correct, for domestic flights.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're talking, I just reread it now, and it's talking about for Thanksgiving and Christmas, they're saying, you know, for the holidays or for Thanksgiving, you want to do 52 days out. Well, guess what? We're 42 days out right now, so you missed that boat. But you still should be getting on it right now. You have 10 days to book your Christmas flights because it's 22 days out, they say, which I think is way too, which is cutting it too short.
With all the activity in the airports now, I know you're always writing about in-flight theft. What do we need to know, and what's your best advice on this?
Definitely. Listen, I don't want to scare people, but, you know, it does happen, especially on long flights that involve red eyes where people are sleeping, and it's easy. People are passed out. No one's around. So, you know, if you put your valuables up in the overhead compartment, you know, make sure you put locks in your bags. Turn your bags around so the zippers are all the way in the back. That way it makes it much more difficult for people. They have to pull the bag out. They have to take the locks off. Also, if you have real valuables, you know, put it in a secret pouch or a money belt. And, you know, just don't leave it in your purse or anything and go to the bathroom because who knows, your seatmate. There's been reports of seatmates just actually taking the stuff when you leave, even your passport. Your passport could be worth $5,000 on the black market. You got to guard that thing like it's worth $5,000.
Yeah, good advice. I know we've talked about this before, but it's worth mentioning again about hotels and fees and some scams. And now one of the ways that many hotels are trying to deceive you is by adding a delivery fee to your room service bill. Are a lot of hotels doing this?
Yeah, unfortunately, but a lot of hotels are also getting rid of room service because it's just not worth it to them. They even lose money, even all the high prices they have. So, you know, my advice to you is don't do room service. Just take out your phone, download some of the apps, you know, have Uber Eats or Postmates, or just find a local place. Don't ever actually use a flyer that's underneath your door, especially if you're in a motel, because that's usually a scam. Some of them just put their stuff in there. Use a reputable app like the ones I just mentioned and get local food. It'll be cheaper. It will be better. And, you don't have to worry about the hotel scamming you.
These hotels that are adding a delivery fee to the room service bill, it's not replacing the gratuity, is it?
No. I mean, it's confusing because you know what? And I have ordered room service because I have little kids and my wife likes it once in a while. And I ask, I say, hey, you know, do I need a tip? And some of them are like, oh, it's not included. Some are like, oh, no, you don't need a tip. So I don't even know the answer. It all depends on the hotel. But my advice, again, is don't get room service because it's not worth it. It's not – the food's usually not that good. And you'll get better local food from a delivery app.
And when you're booking a hotel, you know, I always try to get to the actual property, but sometimes my call is diverted to one of these 800 centers, and isn't it better to talk directly to the hotel, and how do you do that?
It's difficult. You know, you can always find the phone number, the local number, but if you call and you say you want to speak to the front desk or reservations, they're most likely going to transfer you to their 800 number if it's a major chain. If it's not a major chain, then you have a much better chance. But you can email, you know, there are tricks where you can email the GM if it's a special occasion. see if they have any deals. But you know what? Hotels are full these days. They're, you're not going to get a deal like you used to be able to. During COVID, that would really work. But it's getting more and more difficult because people are out there and they're spending money.
You know what you're talking about, Johnny Jett. He travels to more than 20 countries a year, and everything you need to know about reward travel, credit card deals, all sorts of tips on the site. And also, sign up for Johnny's newsletter. It's free, and it's great. And the site is johnnyjett.com, J-O-H-N-N-Y. Thank you, John. Have a good day, and happy travels, safe travels to you.
Hey, thank you. You too. Take care.